Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to continue our look at health and human service issues. Scott Craigie has the rundown.
We're going to have Charles Perry, Nevada Healthcare Association. He's going to be on the program, and he's got a lot of information for you, so hold on to it.
And plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Bob.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Attention computer shoppers with past credit problems. If you've had past credit problems and want to make a change, call now. All you need is an active checking account and you're approved for our program. Bankruptcy, liens, divorce, or job loss, it doesn't matter. You're approved. We'll get you that new computer you always wanted and report on your credit so you can start to get it back on track. Call now and with your paid order, we'll add a free color printer, free MP3 music player, and a free LCD TV. You heard right. Free printer, free MP3 player, and a free LCD TV. Call now and tell us where you want your brand new computer and free gift shipped today.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program Charles Perry. He is president of the Nevada Healthcare Association. Would you briefly explain what the association does?
Yes, sir. The Nevada Healthcare Association represents principally post-acute care facilities here in the state. That's skilled nursing facilities, rehabilitation facilities. We're reaching out right now to the assisted living community to work with them to provide representation and leadership.
You're going to the legislature, and I'm sure obviously you're concerned as everybody else is about the lack of money that's available. One of the things that you want to do is make sure that the legislature funds current Medicaid programs appropriately from the Nevada General Fund. What are your concerns there?
Well, I think it's probably just like everybody else's is that where's the money going to come from? That seems to be the big question. And right now, there's a lot of talk about reducing payments for Medicaid-assisted people in skilled nursing facilities, rehabilitation, and even the acute hospitals. And we just don't think that it's going to bode well for our providers.
Scott?
You know, I'll be very surprised if we can even get through this legislative session. We do not have the resources, and we've never built the resources in for Medicaid, for medical retardation programs, for even for K-12 education programs. We do not step up and take control of the systems that we put in place, and as a result, we are the lowest in the state of all the states in the United States, and it's shameful.
One of the things that you have concerns about are unfunded state and federal mandates. How are you going to get away from these? I mean, it almost seems, you know, I mean, in conversations so far, you know, it seems like the counties and the cities are going to be asked to take on a greater responsibility, community colleges, for example.
We've got to wait and see what's going to come out of the legislature. I guess, of course, first thing we got to do is wait until January 24th for the governor's State of the State address, when the details of his budget will be made public. And then I guess the only thing that we've got left after that is just react to that as best that we can, do the best job that we can on educating legislators, folks like you and the general public, as to who we are, what we do, why we do things the way that we do, and just see what comes out the other end. But Scott's absolutely right. It's going to be a very painful session, and there's I mean, how can you really realistically tackle all these types of things in 120 days? And you know, the big crop of freshman legislators that we're going to have this session is, I think, is going to add to that problem.
Yes, and you know, do the word special session sound familiar?
Oh, I'd be surprised if we got away with just one of them, frankly.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about tort reform. That's one of the things that you'd like to see changed. It's been talked about on a federal level forever, but it never seems to get anywhere, especially with the Democrats in charge of the Senate, that's the U.S. Senate. That's hardly likely to happen. How likely do you think that's going to happen in Nevada?
Well, my assessment of that is that after the 2000 session and then the special session in 2000 where the doctors got together and made some changes, and then in the 2001 session, everybody that I talk to says that they just really don't have much appetite for the for that particular subject anymore. Fortunately, the tort reform that we do have in the state of Nevada, at least the courts have held that we're covered under that, just like the hospital community is. And I don't see anything going forward in the state of Nevada, particularly not in the economic climate that we're in right now. And I don't believe that Congress is going to act on it.
Scott?
You know, I feel a little bit of concern for the governor right now, because, I mean, he has made this pledge that, you know, he wants to, you know, be able to do what he needs to do without, you know, raising any new taxes. He will be in a great deal of trouble if he can't put together a program that is going to take care of those folks whose responsibility it is that this government take care of those people that are most in need. And a very sincere man. I know that he works very hard at what he wants to do, but it's got to be something that steps up everybody's role in what has to be done to fund the programs that are essential for all of these needs.
There's been a little reassurance to counties and cities that their funds will not be swept in the way that they were before. At the same time, they're talking about moving programs, so I'm not sure exactly how that works out. You're also looking at the university system, where the students will be paying more money. Are there any pots of money that you see that are large enough to make a difference?
If they're out there, I don't know where they are, Sam. Absolutely. I mean, I'm like Scott. I feel sorry for the governor in one respect, because I know that he is a good man, and I know that his intentions are good. But I think that he sort of backed himself into a corner that I really wish that he hadn't have done.
All right, let's take a break. More with Charles Perry when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound.
Number
never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Charles Perry. He's the president of the Nevada Healthcare Association.
You know, healthcare is a key area for the state, and it's one of the areas that really falls into this discussion that we've had in the other segment and today. And if there's an opportunity, if there are revenues, what kind of steps do you think we ought to be taking that we're not taking? I know that we've got to find new revenues. And so identifying new revenues is going to be one area. Can you articulate at least some other issues that you and your organization feel comfortable at least putting on the table to see if something can move us forward?
Scott,
tough as it is.
That's a tough question. Yeah, I have to give you to say and admit that I hadn't given an awful lot of thought to that. I've always been reluctant to try to make suggestions or recommendations to legislators unless they ask for them. But it just seems to me that there is not any pool of money that we're going to be able to draw on. And if there is not some type of revenue enhancement, I feel like that we're just going to be really in a very tough position. And as bad as things are now, I think that they can absolutely get worse, and it frightens me to think about it.
What about the governor's position that there is nobody who is there to be taxed?
I support the governor's position. At least I respect the governor's position because I know I also represent the Henderson Chamber of Commerce on the legislative committee that we have there, and you talk to the small business community, and folks are just having an awful hard time keeping their doors open and keeping the few employees that they have without having to lay them off. This is just a unique time that we're in the history of the state and probably the history of the nation, going all the way back to the Great Depression. And frankly, it's going to take a lot of people that are a whole lot smarter than I am to figure this out. I'll be glad to help in any way that I can. Our organization will be happy to help in any way we can. But the people that stood for office, that got elected, are the people that really are going to have to come up with the solutions. And we just got to wait and see what they come up with.
So do you have a concern about the number of new legislators that are going to be at this session?
And I don't have a concern about them as individuals. I feel like that anybody that gets out and puts themselves on the line, so to speak, to get elected to public office does so with every good intention. The fact that they're new is a problem that they're going to have to overcome. It takes a while to learn the system. And, you know, if you come in new, you come in basically with no history, no knowledge of how the legislative system works. And we've got to give those folks time and help them all that we can. And in my dealings with the legislature, one of the things that I've tried to do, and particularly this session now and the last election cycle that we went through, is do the best job that I can to educate folks as to who we are, what we are, how we do things, why we do them that way, and what we think their role in the process is.
Scott?
You know, that's a very fair-minded position that you've articulated there, and I think that, as you said, many of the people that are in the state government right now, or those that are, you know, working to try and help those folks, it's very difficult though for us to move forward when, you know, the federal money just isn't going to be there, and one of the issues that, and I've mentioned this before at this table. It's important that we be ready to step up because I'm concerned that the federal government might decide to step in and take control of these absolutely essential programs. And again, I don't know where we'd get the money if we had to do that. But the bottom line is, you know, we have obligations to people in our constituencies, and we're not dealing with it. And it's sad to see. But it may come to the point where, you know, the feds come in and do that. And that would be horrible for the state. And it would tear down, you know, many of the institutions that we hold dear.
Well, and one of the things that I I'm going to raise constantly on this program is that Senator Reid was reelected, with his power in Washington, D.C. And what will he be able to do to soften the blows here in the state?
I really don't know, but... To Scott's point, the government is already stepping in to a certain extent. There have been a number of cases in the Ninth Circuit Court where plaintiffs have been upheld when the government comes in, whether it's the government of California, Washington, or whatever that's within the jurisdiction of the Ninth Circuit Court, and have held that states cannot reduce rates to providers of medical services. There are certain steps that they have to take in order to do that legitimately, and I don't mean, you know, that they're doing anything illegal, but for example, you need to do a detailed analysis of what the results of your actions are going to be. And to the best of my knowledge, Nevada has not done that. As a matter of fact, I have heard folks that are in charge down in Carson City say all they're doing is trying to get to a number. The budget is what's driving it, and their job is to react to that. And so they have not done analysis and that sort of thing. And so we're already looking at it, and I think that we're in danger, frankly, of getting into the same position with health care as we are with the prisons. And that's the fact that the dictates come down and the government comes in and just basically takes over running them for you because they tell you what to do, when to do it, and that sort of thing.
And that's where we have to leave it. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir. You're
Thank
a very
you,
charming
sir. It's
guest.
My pleasure to be here.
And we look forward to having you back. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Trina Stevens with Internet Auto Rent and Sales, your new car alternative store. When you drive a new car off the lot of the new car dealership, it loses up to 40% of its value. That's why smart buyers buy 1 to 2 year old vehicles instead. Most of these cars are still under factory warranty and all have 100,000 mile warranties available. Internet cars look like new and drive like new, but are priced 30 to 40% less than new. Why pay the difference if you can't tell the difference at Internet Auto Rent and Sales?
We're starting the new year with a sales event to help jumpstart your new look. Everything for your home is on sale with new year discounts on custom orders, extra discounts on Drexel upholstery, or save even more on many closeouts throughout our showroom. Plus, we're offering a special discount equal to the amount of sales tax or 0% financing for 24 months. Visit Ennis today and enjoy the new year, new look, and new savings.
Ennis by Furniture.
Start the new year off looking and feeling great. European Fitness Center is smashing the competition with a limited time offer. Come in now and pay nothing to enroll in just $25 per month. You get it all at European Fitness Center. Aerobic classes from cardio, kickboxing to salsa, free weights and machines, a pool area with hot tubs, steam room and sauna, tanning, and a newly expanded cardio theater with big screen TVs and much more. Join European Fitness Center now and pay no money to enroll in just $25 per month with no hidden fees. Hurry in. This offer won't last long.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Marsha Birkbigler is here, partner with Nevada Business Strategies. Bob Rango, former Speaker of the Assembly, and Martha Gold, community activist, along with Scott Craigie. Scott, you want to lead off here?
Yeah, a very interesting article in today's paper. Former Nevada Republican Senate candidate Sharon Engel was blaming her for inciting the Arizona shooting that injured Representative Giffords and killed six others, saying that the accused shooter went off on the deep end long after the Tea Party movement started. I'm not exactly sure what this comes out with, but the bottom line is she's defending herself and the Tea Party for some of the activities that have taken place in recent days.
You know, first of all, there's something called the First Amendment, so we'll put that over here. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is that we are actually living in a very violent society. Everything you see on television is violent. A lot of people speak in violent manners. I think what we have here, perhaps, is an alienated young man with serious, serious emotional and mental problems in a need to make himself something. And he zeroed in, I'm not sure politics had anything to do with it. I think he zeroed in on someone who was high visibility, and now everybody knows who he is, where in the past nobody knew who he was. It's just tragic beyond belief. On the other hand, it does highlight the fact that we need more civility.
I wouldn't disagree with you that we need more civility, but if you really look back in history, including in our state, we have not been a very civil society.
No.
And, you know, you can get, Fox News has not been around forever. Right-wing talk radio has not been around forever. The extreme left-wing side of our society has not had a forum as they have today, the MSNBCs, etc. There was no Fox News or MSNBC when Abraham Lincoln was taken out.
Absolutely.
Or the Kennedy assassinations, or Martin Luther King. In our own state, in the legislature in the 1800s, people were drawing knives and guns.
That's
so
right.
So I think it's a little unfair for anybody to look at this and go, well, it's this one's fault.
No.
This was apparently a deranged person who did a deranged thing. And, I'm all in favor of dialing back the level of rhetoric that we have in this country and trying to get more things done. But I think it's not a good thing to be laying this kind of blame.
And we shouldn't be doing that. You can't take positions like that when you're supposed to be making it better. And what's happened in Congress is immediately it's both sides are blaming each other. Oh, well, I even saw a report that said he was a left-wing radical, not a right-wing radical. So he wasn't a Tea Party guy after all. He was on the left side.
Well, and it actually turns out he was an independent. But what does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
But
he was sick.
I haven't seen anybody talk about Sharon Engel. Then all the pundits have been talking about the Tea Party.
No, what they're talking about is her Second Amendment resolutions.
Yes, and her words, take out Harry.
And I don't know that she said that specifically, but in the heat of a campaign in this country, our campaigns are very, very
ugly. Well, campaign is the word. It's like a military word. And so we talk that way. We don't mean that.
But sometimes words can be very hurtful.
Martha, you're a former librarian. Nobody defends the word more than you do. And, you must be looking at Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn being rewritten. You must
That's
be aghast
tragic.
At that.
I right. am aghast yeah. at it because
but yet a lot
he
of people
used
in this country
the language
are offended.
Of the. Right. It's an offensive word. It's a terrible word.
I understand, but I'm just trying to make the point.
It reflects the time. And what Mark Twain was trying to do was actually point out how terrible slavery is and how terrible words can be. But
if we're talking about violence. Let's talk about the violence in the video games.
Thank you.
Violence on television, violence in the movies, all this. You can't. Every night you watch, they got a machine gun going on somewhere.
Right.
So it's not just.
But you're
campaigns.
Not seeing levels of violence in this country going up because of this.
No.
People
no,
are
I
getting
agree.
Out their tensions by playing these games. I think that's a point to be made.
Maybe.
I mean,
but I don't see where it's anybody's fault other than, as Martha said, this is a deranged person.
Right.
Yeah.
I
may not like some of the words I hear, and you and I must have read the same article in the New York Times this morning about the history of violence in Congress, where they caned one another. They came with knives and guns,
and they had duels.
And they had, I mean, it was just fascinating history. It's a tragedy, but if out of this tragedy comes a move on the part of people in Congress to try and be more civil and to understand that just because there is disagreement doesn't mean we hate one another, then there will be out of this tragedy something positive.
Marcia, you get the last 15 seconds.
I was just going to say, political correctness has gone way over the fence. We are too politically correct in this country now, so we worry about stuff like this. The fact of the matter is, this man had a health problem. His health problem existed long time prior to him actually doing this, several years from what I understand in different schools. So, you know, to try and blame it on any political issue or any political party or any politician is really just creating the problem, fixing it.
That's where we have to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
Despite concerns from his college professors and fellow students, the suspect in that Tucson massacre escaped evaluations that may have stopped him from buying a weapon. What would happen in Nevada? Plus, the evolution of downtown Las Vegas. Next, Face to Face.
This new year, you can wake up on the same kind of bed that kept you tossing and turning last year. Or you could spend the new year on a revolution in sleep called the Sleep Number Bed. A bed so ingenious, it calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Queen mattresses start at just $6.99. And right now, enjoy the lowest prices of the season and save $600 on the final closeout of our special edition bed sets while supplies last. Find your Sleep Number setting this new year at only one place, a Sleep Number store near you.
People in Nevada are choosing Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health coverage. So if you need an individual health plan, what's stopping you from joining?
With kids, I have to be prepared. Do you cover preventive care?
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a choice of plans, including those with preventive care, to help your family and your budget stay healthy.
I'll bet my personal doctor isn't in your network.
I'll bet he is. And our large network of doctors and hospitals helps you save on the cost of your care, adding more value to your coverage.
I'm self-employed. I need something simple and affordable.
No problem. Our plans are designed for different needs and budgets. Compare plans and apply online 24 hours a day. Or call us to discuss your options. Join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for service and value.
For a free rate quote for you or your family, call 1-866-759-5029 or visit us online at anthem.com/join in.
The News 4 iPhone app. You can get up-to-the-minute headlines, check the weather, watch featured stories, or even whole newscasts. Just search KRNV in the App Store. Don't have an iPhone? Check out My News 4 mobile.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download the show free of charge from iTunes.
And tomorrow we've got a very special program. We've got Bill Raggio here, and as he is wont to do, he is ready to talk.